Moncrief on News Talk.
The end of this month will see Taylor Swift's Juggernaut Eras tour arriving at the Aviva Stadium for 3 nights. And for those who have tickets, make sure to wear comfortable shoes. On top of the 45-minute opening set from Paramore, Swift herself will perform for 3 hours. She's not the only one to do this kind of thing. Springsteen gigs are famously or notoriously 3.5 hours long. So how much is too much? The journalist and broadcaster Pat Carty joins us now. Afternoon, Pat.
How are you doing, Sean?
I always thought it was slightly ironic that Bruce Springsteen plays for so long, because so much of his audience, if they were going anywhere else, would be saying, can you get a seat there? Rather than wanting to stand for all that period of time.
Well, I'm very much in the Springsteen camp. You know, I went to see him twice there when he was here recently, and I went to see him 3 times last year, and I was on some other show and I had to count up how many times I've seen him, and it's in the 20s, and that, which is conservative.
Right.
For a Springsteen
How many hours
fan.
Is that in
well,
total?
Yeah. I suppose, yeah, in man hours, that's a lot. He's kind of, I was thinking about it today, has he kind of painted himself into a corner, really, by doing that? Because I thought last year's tour would have been the end of it. The set was kind of structured, mentioned mortality a lot, and he's not getting any younger. And so eventually he won't be able to play 3 hours. And maybe people, if he only plays 2 hours, will people be going, this is terrible, I'm not getting any value for money. I'm not getting what I expected from Springsteen. But regards Taylor Swift, I suppose, it's all about how you feel about it. If you are, if this is your first gig, let's say a certain proportion of the crowd in the Aviva Stadium will be accompanying their parents to this gig. That I think that's a distinct possibility for some of it.
Yeah.
And they've been waiting for this for years, and every minute will be vital and important to them and the greatest thing that ever happened to them. But if you're the parent sitting beside them and you're there for 3 hours, it might start to drag a small bit. And you're also out in the open, so if the elements aren't on your side, there's a problem as well, you know.
A lot of those kids, will they be looking at or listening to every single song she plays?
Are there
a bit of chatting running around the place?
That's all part of it, I suppose.
And then every fifth song, you know, might be, which is the one they came for.
Well,
if you know what I mean.
You know, I mean, that's the way I would feel at a Springsteen gig. Every single song would be important to me. I mean, because just being a fan. So if they're the same, if they're fans of Taylor Swift, I mean, it's called her Eras Tour. I think she's about 36. She's had 11 albums, and so she can actually divide it into eras and do 3 hours. So you could argue it's value for money. Those tickets aren't cheap.
No, not at all.
And especially if you're bringing people to it, if you're buying 3 or 4 tickets, it's going to mount up. So yeah. Maybe you should re-argue, well, at least I'm getting some bang for my buck.
Is it just her? Is there gig inflation going on?
I think, if we go back to the first stadium gig that people talk about, which would be the Beatles in Shea Stadium in 65 or 66, they played for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, now they charged a $5 ticket to get in, and the internet tells me that that's about just under $50 in today's money, which probably wouldn't get you a round of drinks in the Aviva. I'm not sure, but so it has, as they've come to charge more, maybe artists are thinking, well, I better give them some value for money. I mean, a 3-hour gig could drag. I've been at gigs that have gone on a bit, and you think, and especially if you're reviewing them and maybe you're not their number one fan, you're thinking, Jenny, wrap it up, you know.
Mm.
Two hours is nearly more than enough. But it's all relative, I think.
Yeah. Do you get the sense then, okay, if you're at a Bruce Springsteen gig and it's there for 3.5 hours, do you get a sense that he's structured it in a way? In the way that, like, you know, artists will put a lot of thought when they're in the sequence of songs on an album, instance. Does he do the same thing?
Sometimes. He did last year. This year was looser. I think it was Paul McCartney who said one time that a gig is kind of like, depending on the length, it's either like a V, or if it's a longer gig, a W. So it'll start off on a high, and then maybe it'll dip a small bit for a few slower songs, and then it'll go up again in the middle and down, and then a big finish.
Yeah.
So the thing is, if you're at a 3-hour gig, someone could argue, well, you can always leave. But you can't really, because, you know, you'll miss the big finish. And you can't go out in the middle and go off and do the shopping, because they won't let you back in.
Yes.
So, you know, you have to be there for the whole thing.
That's what they should do. They should have a centra at the side of the Aviva.
I think so
you
could
get
maybe an office. You could go and pay your bills or something and sort out a few things and then come back.
Billie Eilish, though, thinks this is all madness.
She said it was psychotic, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've been at gigs. I mean, I was trying to think of examples of very short gigs. When the Kings of Leon played here first, who are, I think are playing here very soon, they had one album out. and they played in the Olympia Theatre. And the album lasts about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's what they had. And they got up and they played the album from start to finish. And we were all back in the pub in an hour. And it was great.
Yeah.
You know,
nice.
It was great. So maybe, you know, when you get bands that kind of, if they want to go on for 2 hours or 2 hours plus, with some bands, you know, brevity could be the soul of wit. Give us your best shot. Like, I was at Tom Jones and Chic there on Sunday evening. I was reviewing it. And Chic came on and they played for just over an hour.
Yeah.
And Chic have so many hits.
Yeah.
That what they were doing was they were actually employing medleys to squeeze them all in. So they were giving you 30 seconds of this and then they'd move on to something else. So it was definitely a case of don't bore us, get to the chorus. They were just giving, you know, they were just lashing them out. And there's a lot to be said for that. You know, whereas if they were playing for 2 hours, maybe they would have thought, well, we can stick in a few solos here or we can jam or stuff like that.
Yeah.
And at that stage, that's when people start going to the bar or thinking, yeah, you know, this would be a good time to use the toilet or something like that, you know?
Yeah. How long did Tom play for then?
Tom played for, I think, about an hour and a half. And he was fantastic. Now, he turned 84 last Friday.
Crikey.
And his voice, and I went along, and as I said in the review I wrote, I was expecting more cheese than a Frenchman's shopping trolley. But it wasn't like that at all. He came out, his voice was incredible. I mean, I was looking at where I was standing. Some people were giving it about the sound, but it was great where I was. And he'd rearranged all his hits. So Delilah and all the rest of them, all, what Not Unusual and all that, he kind of rearranged them to suit his more mature years. So he wasn't up there looking for people to throw underwear at him. He was, you know, it was more relaxed. But
good
the
for
voice
him,
was incredible.
Good for him. Steve says, I went to see Kylie Minogue years ago in Belfast. She was also on stage for 3 hours. So it just seems to be a thing.
Yeah, but it could be the greatest night of your life. If you're a huge fan of somebody and you love every single thing they've done, as a lot of people will when they go to see Taylor Swift, then 3 hours mightn't be enough for you. You'd be going, it was good, but if only she left out that one song that I love. You know, and then in other cases, you know, the Ramones used to play for 15 minutes.
That's because...
And bang,
that's,
bang, bang.
And that's like, that's 10 songs they got in there.
They got in about 15 or 20 songs, I'd say. Bang, 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 it was done, you know. And McCartney was giving out about it. He says, it's Bruce Springsteen's fault that we have to do this. As I said, the Beatles used to play for 20 minutes, half an hour.
Yeah. But and in those days, though, I mean, you wouldn't just be going up, crossing town to see the Beatles for 20 minutes.
Yeah, you get a package.
There'd be a bill.
But I suppose that was kind of like it was on Sunday, because we had Billy Ocean first. This is out in St. Anne's Park in Raheny. The rain didn't help, but it was still good. Billy Ocean was on first. He got up. He did all the hits from the 80s. He was charm personified. Fantastic. Lovely.
Yeah.
She came on, did their hour. Everybody threw shapes. Fabulous. Tom came on. He did a lot of stuff from his recent album, which I thought it sounded great. You know, really, his voice is beautiful. And he did the hits. Mm. And everybody was going, yeah, that's perfect. Three for the price of one.
Yeah, I suppose if somebody says that's why festivals are so good, you get a 45-minute set and it's only the hits.
Think about Queen at Live Aid is the famous
one.
Get up. You've got 20 minutes. Give us the best of what you have.
Yeah.
And people are still talking about it decades later. Whereas if they get up and they play for 2 hours, because I've seen Queen play, and they play for 2 hours, and suddenly Brian May will decide he's going to do his space bit, where he puts on a cape and starts playing a bit of prog rock, and that goes on for 10 minutes, and you think, you start to kind of look at the watch then, you know?
Yeah.
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 But when they're forced to just give us the hits, you can't beat that.
But does that mean, though, getting back to Springsteen, Pat, that Bruce Springsteen has never recorded a bad song or a song that was mediocre?
No, that's not true. He's recorded some albums I don't think are fabulous. But he, when and myself and my partner had a disagreement about this for the last couple of gigs, because there was one or two songs I didn't think was great.
Yeah.
But, just that I don't think the songs are great, but over 3 hours, you know, and of course Springsteen is the kind of performer, you know, you want to hear Born to Run? I'll play it for you. You want to hear Dancing Dark? I'll play. He's not going to come on and say, well, I'm not doing the hits, I'm playing my new experimental.
Sure, yeah.
My experimental prog album. He doesn't do that kind of thing. You know, and I think Taylor Swift would be the same. She'll get up and she'll give the people what they want.
Yeah, but the point is, though, is that if you go along for your 3 hours of Bruce and there's maybe 20 minutes of it that could have been, you know, chopped off a bit.
Yeah.
Is that a wee bit self-indulgent then, that perhaps Bruce or any artist who plays for that long isn't taking a cold hard look at their own material and going,
well, I was at Bruce gigs where in the middle of it he would announce, now I'm going to play the whole of this album. So say in Kilkenny a few years ago, he played the whole of, I think it was Born to Run. And you think, fantastic, I love that record. But if he decided to play the whole of Let me think. Wrecking Ball, which is an album I don't think is marvellous.
Yeah.
Then maybe I would have been a bit upset. You know, I would have think, right, well, it's time for me to go and have a few drinks.
Of an album.
You know?
Crikey.
But he's the kind of person who can do that. You know, and I'm sure Taylor Swift will play a lot of songs from her most recent record. And if you prefer the older stuff, maybe you'd be giving out. U2 did the same thing over in Las Vegas, played the whole of Acton Baby. Whereas if they decided to play the whole of October, maybe they wouldn't have got as many people in the audience.
Okay, fair enough. But that's the thing, doing the whole of an album anyway. And I suppose in that Vegas thing, it was not just the music.
Well, that was an incredible show, yeah. And it was about, well, it was under 2 hours, I'd say. I don't know exactly how long it was. But you were going for the show as much as the music. Mm. And also the venue. I mean, that's the thing about these outdoor venues. If it's raining, if the wind is up, it doesn't help. They're not designed for... They're designed for watching people kicking a ball around. They're not designed for gigs, whereas something like the Sphere is purpose-built, you know, and the sound is incredible and the visuals are incredible. Yeah. That's a different story, obviously.
Yeah. But that's a problem then for the for like these big things in general.
Well, if you're there for 3 hours, if you go out to Taylor Swift, and please God, this won't happen, but if it's like it was, say, in Raheny on Sunday night and it was raining constantly, you know, I don't care what anyone says. That takes away from it. And if you have to be there for an extra hour because Miss Swift wants you to stay for an extra hour while it's raining, that's not great crack.
That's not great crack. But if the wind is blowing and you can't really hear it,
well, I've been at gigs where that has happened, where the wind is blowing, and if you're about halfway back, there was one in the RDS years ago. I think it was the Pixies or something like that, and the wind was howling. I couldn't hear anything. And that's no fault of the organisers.
Sorry, what's gone to heaven?
Exactly.
Was that a monkey?
But it's no fault of the organisers.
No.
The same thing happened at festivals, I think at Electric Picnic. I remember Massive Attack playing once, and there was practically a typhoon going on.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of people there to watch the band before them. By the time Massive Attack came on, they had one of the smallest crowds of their career because everybody had given up and gone back to the tents.
Yeah.
You know, it was better for Ducks. But the organisers can't help that. I mean,
no, that's
people
true.
Like Taylor Swift have to. Taylor Swift can't play the Olympia. Unless she wants to stay there for the next 10 years. So she has to play these big places. And if you want to go, there's the price of it. And it's going to be 3 hours. And you make it. Nobody's putting a gun to anybody's head.
No, that's true. But if she, say, did choose to play smaller venues with better acoustics.
Yeah.
And maybe not get as much money.
Yeah.
Does she need to be a zillionaire?
Right, that's a fair point. But the other side of that is that an awful lot more people would be disappointed because they couldn't get in to see her.
Yeah.
And especially with younger fans who've, this might be their first gig, you know. This would be a very special occasion. I can remember my first gig. I'm sure you can as well.
Yeah.
It'd be a very special occasion for them. So if she decided to do that, and she has done some very mellow acoustic music and thinks, well, it'd suit Vicar Street. I'd play there.
Yeah.
And I'd play four nights. Sure, that wouldn't, you know, there'd be outcry in the streets.
There'd be probably riots outside, people trying to get in. What was your first gig?
U2 Crow Park.
Okay.
First big one.
That's a big one.
Yeah. Hot House Flower. I remember this well because it was one of those ones. Hot House Flowers, The Pretenders, Christy Moore. They all got an hour each or half an hour each. It was all hits. And then U2 doing the Joshua Tree. Yeah, that was a pretty good start.
Okay.
Yeah, right. The next one was David Bowie doing the Glass Spider. That wasn't as good.
Really?
Yeah, that was in Slane.
Yeah.
Which is a great place for a gig when the sun is shining.
Yeah,
And I also remember places like Slane can be a nightmare to get home from as well. That's also part of it.
Well, that's another thing. Yeah, if you're there half the night, you know.
Yeah, that can be. Yeah. I mean, it's no disrespect to the organisers, but if a dart station suddenly has 60,000 people arrive into it, you know, you're going to be waiting.
Plus, also, there's an app that if you're going to see a long movie, and it'll tell you the best time to go to the toilet. Because
that's a good invention.
It's a good invention. Yeah. There's a bit of...
Well, that happens at a gig. I mean, like we were saying, if Taylor Swift, if there's a particular era of Taylor Swift that you're not a huge fan of, and she says, no, I'm going to... I'm sorry, I won't do her accent. It's not that she doesn't sound like me. But she says, no, I'm going to do... and I'll prove my expertise.
God, I hope she does sound like you.
I'll prove my expertise in Taylor Swift here. She's going to do X, Y, and Z from this album. You think, well, that's the perfect time for me to go and get a drink and use the facilities. So, you know, and the same thing with Springsteen. Sorry, not to tarnish Taylor's reputation. That happens with every gig. They get up. You know, often what happens at a gig is when a band who are longstanding say, well, we're going to do some stuff from the new album. And you can see this mass exodus. You know, this Moses-like exodus out towards the toilets and the bar happens every time.
Yeah. When do you go to the toilet at Taylor if you like all our albums? Sorry, you're just going to, in years to come, you're going to be visiting a doctor who's going to tell you you should have gone to the toilet a bit more regularly.
The worst time that ever happened to me was I went to see Neil Diamond and he was playing for two. He was in the point. He was fantastic. Playing for 2 hours. Finally, nature called. I had to go, and I could hear him do America while I was in the bathroom. I was very upset. Oh,
awesome.
Very upset about that.
If Bring Spring didn't sting, Born in the USA or Glory Days when he was in Dublin last night, but last month, but still great.
He did, though. Maybe he didn't. Yeah.
I saw Taylor in Croke Park. It was so bloody boring. All album tracks. If I could have gotten a refund, I would have.
My daughter left early from that, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Mm. Elton John wouldn't play Glastonbury last year unless they extended the headline time because he wanted to play over the normal 2 hours allowed. And somebody else says, Eels, one of my favourite artists, played an encore after encore when loads of people, including me, had left. The next time I saw them, I didn't leave until they were sweeping up. They were the they were the best gigs of many to be, including the likes of Bowie and U2. Taylor's show is a proper production. The three hours, the staging, dancing and lighting is amazing. I'm sure that is true. Ooh, you're not going to like this, Pat. Bruce is the Joe Biden of rock and roll, a rambling old flute.
Everybody's entitled to their opinion.
They are. That's a bit harsh.
Anybody who enjoys a night out, I say good luck to you.
Biden is looking at Bruce Springsteen going, who is that young fella with all that
pep?
That's my Biden impersonation.
Very good.
The Cure for 3 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
1 hour rubbish, 1 hour brilliant, and then another hour rubbish. Oh, God, that's interesting. She only plays 4 songs from her new album, which means 26 were cut. Of course, I suppose if she just played the new album.
That's say that again. There was 30 songs on the most recent
album.
Oh,
yeah, it was a monster thing.
Janie Mac. Thank God I didn't have to review that.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
And that was one of those ones that was released at midnight. So poor old journalist, and people never think of that. Poor old journalist had to stay up half the night to have something in for 8 o'clock the next morning.
Yeah, and then they realised it was going to take
them. And if there's 8
hours.
Songs, it's a bit easier than if there's 30 songs.
Brian Adams, last night in Cork, 2 hours of hits, insane vocal power, super tight band, crowd went wild, perfect length.
I saw him in the Three Arena a couple of weeks ago, he was fantastic. And even if you weren't a fan, it was like Chic, even if you weren't a fan, you don't like this song, don't worry, there'll be another one along in 2 minutes.
That you'll know. Saw Fleetwood Mac a few years ago, 3.5 hours, and apologised for finishing, as had 17 more songs they could do.
Well, I if that was the same gig I was at one in the RDS, and it wasn't a great experience. And in the middle of it, Mick Fleetwood made the worst crime possible, decided to play a drum solo that went on for about 10 minutes.
Oh, no.
Now, if ever there was something that said, you know what, I've paid for the parking ticket, maybe I'll just head off. That's what it is.
Went to see the Police in Croke Park, who instead of giving us all the hits,
it was awful.
Andy Summers and Sting jamming to their heart's content while us punters looked on. 125 quid.
Yeah.
15 years ago.
It was a terrible gig. I was at that. It was awful.
Oh, God.
So disappointing.
Yeah. At 3.5 hours, Taylor leaves out so many of her hits out of the show. Mm. Folklore is one of the most successful albums of all time. She only performs 3 songs from the record.
Well, there you go. You see, you can't, even with 3 hours, you can't
get everything. Are you serious? The cost of tickets there should be a minimum duration of 2.5 hours, says one texters. Somebody else says, we have a Swiftie at home. We weren't lucky enough to get tickets. Taylor could sing for 5 hours and she knows every song. My daughter is 10 and her obsession is border scary.
But isn't that fabulous? Isn't that great that people feel that strongly about art? I think that's fantastic.
And I suppose you're right, yes. When are people going to admit that Bruce is boring? I left Kilkenny 3 weeks ago after an hour. He was too self-indulgent.
It was great.
Playing songs no one knew, says this texter.
That's not true.
Adele is the worst. Went to see her in Vegas. Cost a fortune. She was only on for half an hour.
Yeah, that's
she was
not
amazing.
Great.
Ah, gosh, yeah.
Especially if the cost is a lot.
Yeah.
If you get half an hour, even if it's the greatest half an hour of all time, you're still going to feel shortchanged.
Yeah, you are. Give me a long gig over a short gig any day. I feel shortchanged if a band is on for stage for under 90 minutes, especially with the price. And someone else says, a friend of a friend's son is a dancer for Taylor Swift. She gave him and the entire crew, truck drivers, roadies, everybody, a $500,000 bonus last year. She takes care of her people. The dancer I know is only 22 years old. Is that each?
I don't know. If she's listening, I can throw a few shapes if she wants me to turn up at the Aviva Stadium.
Yeah.
And I don't need 500. 100,000 will do.
100,000 will do. Yeah. Pat, thanks a million.
Thanks a million, Sean.
As usual, Pat Carty there, the broadcaster and journalist.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.